The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our gospel reading this evening describes what happened immediately after the triumphal entry, that which we celebrate on Palm Sunday, when Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a colt. But because next Sunday, actual Palm Sunday, we're going to be reading the Passion story, so that whoever is unable to attend church during Holy Week will still have the whole story leading up to Easter. Because you can't get to resurrection without passing through crucifixion. And so instead, we're going to hear the story of Passover today and hear what happened at the triumphal entry after Jesus dismounted from the donkey and sent it back to its owner. What happened is that some of the religious leaders with whom Jesus was most closely affiliated, maybe they thought there was some kind of competition, because they complained that all the attention was going to Jesus. They said, "Look, the whole world has gone after him." And then our gospel writer, with a wicked sense of humor, in the very next sentence begins to tell the story of some Greeks who came to this Jewish festival. Now, Greek, that's just shorthand for non-Jews, right? They were representatives of the rest of the world who saw their Jewish neighbors and their way of life and their way of worship, and they said, "I want to check this out, maybe be a part of this." And so they came to Jerusalem for the Jewish festival, attracted by the God they saw their Jewish neighbors worshiping. And now the religious leaders are jealous because these Greeks, these foreigners, have come to Jerusalem and they've admired the beautiful temple, and maybe they've listened to some of the more accredited teachers, but now they go and talk to Philip and Andrew, these untutored country bumpkins from Galilee, and they say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Our gospel account leaves open the question of whether our Greek friends actually got to see Jesus. Because when Jesus hears this message, he immediately acknowledges their presence as a turning point in his life and ministry. Immediately, Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Immediately, Jesus begins speaking of his death and of the fruit, the abundant results that will come from his death. Immediately, Jesus calls those around him, those who already know him, to a deeper level of discipleship, to a readiness to follow Jesus right into that death through which they all must pass in order to find resurrection. "Now," says Jesus, "now is that judgment of this world." Jesus' death is judgment. Not judgment of the Greeks, not judgment of the Jews, but judgment of the ruler of this world, the one who is responsible for all the terrible things that we experience in this world. "Now is the time, now is the judgment for those spirits, those forces, yes, even those people who hurt, who exclude, who perpetuate injustice, who discriminate against you. Now is the judgment on the easy purchase of murder weapons and the misguided slaughter of fellow human beings, such as we saw in Atlanta this week. Jesus in his death was hurt, was excluded, was subject to grave injustice and violence, was discriminated against because of his race and his beliefs, and who knows, maybe even because he flouted the sexual norms of the time by being a marriageable young man who declined to get married, declined to fulfill the mitzvah, the social expectation to have children. And so Jesus is lifted up, says our gospel writer, by being hung on the cross, lynched by a quasi-judicial proceeding that was more beholden to the passions of the mob than to dispassionate justice. And as Jesus is lifted up, Jesus' own unquenchable life passes judgment on all the forces arrayed against him. Judgment because those forces have failed to have the final word. As Jesus is lifted up, true to his own prediction and the fears of the religious leaders, all the world is drawn to him. The world is drawn to Jesus because Jesus provides an answer to pain. Jesus provides an answer to exclusion, injustice, and discrimination. Jesus provides an answer to inequality. Jesus provides an answer to all the things that hurt you, that break your heart, that threaten your family, that make you feel helpless or alone. Jesus is present with you in that suffering, and Jesus leads the way through that suffering into a resurrected life that passes judgment on and transcends every evil. Jesus said, as long as that grain of wheat clings to the stalk, holding on with a clenched fist, that grain of wheat is useless. It's just hanging there in the breeze, suffering and accomplishing nothing. But as soon as it lets go, releases itself into the loving breath of God, it is delivered to the nurturing ground, and then it can bear abundant fruit. So long as we hold on to life, vanity, to pride, keep hold of our wealth and our status and our possessions, we cannot bear fruit. And so we are likewise barren. But we, in our baptism, that was a beginning sign of us learning to let go, learning to surrender into the loving arms of God through death, which is what baptism represents, and into resurrection. And so as we continue to live into our baptisms, we learn to turn loose of those things that hold us back, those things that cause us to stumble, those ways that even you and I participate in violence by which we hurt one another and hurt ourselves. And so as the community of the baptized, we learn instead how to be carried aloft by the warming currents of God's eternal life, replacing old habits of thought and attitude and action with new habits that reflect Jesus' way of being in the world. And that process of learning to replace old habits with new, that is what church is all about. If nothing else, Lent is the season where we join in the general cry, Lord, we want to see Jesus. And if the Greeks in our gospel story today didn't get an answer right away, that's because their question, their request is being left open. Because Jesus knew that in being lifted up on the cross, he would draw all persons to himself. And so today, we, you and I, stand among those Greeks who came to the festival, waiting and wanting to see Jesus. We too are a sign of Jesus' mission being fulfilled. And as Jesus was lifted up on the cross, it was with the purpose of drawing all people, even you and me, to himself. Jesus was lifted up so that he might lead all of us right through death, through pain, through violence, through everything that is wrong in our world, and finally into the light, sure and eternal, of resurrected life. Amen.